It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Well, what else would it be?
Yeah, this may be our last telecast. Be nice knowing everybody.
What other show could it possibly be?
It's a science to it, though.
There really is. The one thing we did say the minute we went to break was, have we heard from Justin Craig yet? Yeah. Have we heard from any of the suits of the network yet?
Yeah.
And, of course, that is yet.
They're going to wonder why we're trending.
They're gonna bring Stosh back early from vacation and never let me do this again.
We did get a tweet from DC Super Sid who said we have to nominate Barton Hahn for a Pulitzer Award for that last segment about jockstraps. Look, the people need to know.
It's an unfortunate part of our youth,
it's relatable.
Call in if you guys have
sure
young athletes now and they still have to wear jock straps, or do they have the tights and they slip into
tights.
The tights?
You know that there's tights now that take care of all of that.
No, but I'm saying kids still have to wear the cup,
I think they do. Oh,
right?
Cup.
Little kids like Pee-wee, and like how are they using it? Are
hockey.
They slipping
My
it
son's
in?
Played hockey for 20 years, so there's.
That's dangerous too.
They're built in to the. Like you get. There's.
It's difference between like tights, boxer tights. I think.
You slip it into the tights, so you're good.
But the tights can move too, bro.
Well, I mean,
like, depending on how you fall, if you fall sideways.
If you're taking a piece of hard plastic and putting it close to your area.
It's dangerous.
Regardless, how else are you supposed to protect?
They need at this point, I thought they would maybe make soft cups now. Stuff that's not made out of plastic, but more out of foam.
Kevlar? Like, what would possibly keep a hockey puck or a foot from causing damage if anything there was soft? You need something at least.
Listen, would you rather have a hard cup where you risk falling on a cup and something's out, depending on if you fall sideways. Sometimes you remember when you fall and you slide on your stomach for a while. Like,
I'm aware.
So I would say I'd rather have a soft cup and just for the cushion some of the blow and then maybe not all of it than to me have that risk. Because all it takes is one time. I don't care if you say, oh, man, I've been playing 10 years. Never happened. All it takes is one time.
It does. There's no doubt that it certainly does. Well, it can happen, yes. But, you know, when – it happens. You got to explain your injury.
I broke my back.
It's spinal. We've seen guys on their back. We thought they were dead. Like, oh, no, he just got punched in the noodle.
Yeah, it's all that is. It's just he needed a moment. He needed to take a 20. It's Barton Hahn presented by Progressive Insurance. And it is hour number three. And when it's hour number three, Bart, what does that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour.
It most certainly is. Keyshawn Johnson's going to join us in about 7 minutes if he's listening, and he might say, "Nah, I'm not going on with those guys."
Come on, Smoke, don't leave us hanging.
But we do have Chris Canty, though, already ready to go, taking you on now. He's taking on the challenge. I love what he said. Any chance to hurt myself, but if I can hurt you more than I get hurt, that's all that matters.
I got no more brain matter left anyway. Who cares?
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You just created a whole bunch of calls that we probably are now going to have to take. But before we do, though, the week three now in the books officially after a game last night on Monday Night Football that
– lackluster.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. It was right like you said, a low-scoring affair. It wasn't going to be a big, high-octane offense kind of game. It was a grinder. But Cooper Rush, man, he gets you off to a decent start. But then he finishes. I mean, this is what he does. So he's your backup quarterback, and Jerry wanted a quarterback controversy, and I think he got one, at least for now. So there are the Cowboys with a win that they kind of – is it safe to say stole? Do I say stole in a way only because –
they should have been the favorite. They were the favorite, so it's hard to be stolen. Still something that's their
the
favorite.
Giants had that game.
Yeah.
And then couldn't protect their quarterback, had a drop, like had issues. And then defensively, couldn't guard CeeDee Lamb all of a sudden.
For me, as a defensive player,
yeah.
Once Saquon scored the touchdown, game over.
Right.
It's supposed to be if you're supposed to be elite defense. I know they didn't play without Leonard Williams, but right. Thibodeau didn't flash. He certainly doesn't.
Well, it's his first game back.
What I'm saying is he certainly doesn't look like he doesn't pop off the screen
It's like, his first game back from an injury, and he only played like 30 snaps.
Like Michael Parsons. You know how when you saw Michael Parsons, like, that's
well,
different.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't see that. Oh, that's different. You know what I mean? Some guys come in, and you'd be like, oh, that's different. Like even Trayvon Walker, his first game, oh, he's different.
Yeah, he jumped off the pitch.
Yeah. I mean, he made two, I think got an interception, a sack, forced fumble, you know, all that type of stuff. So, you know, listen, I know he still has to get his sea legs underneath him. He still can be a great player, but – you know, that we talk about how much money the Jets have in their defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got two first-round draft picks in Thibodeau, Lawrence.
Yep.
They got Leonard Williams, who was a number six pick by the Jets.
That's right.
Traded for.
Mm-hmm.
And they got Aziz Ojulari, who would have been a first-round pick if he didn't have concerns about his knee. That's why he slipped to the second round.
He and Thibodeau are supposed to, like, they want to grow them into two guys that will meet at the quarterback.
So I expected Cooper Rush to be under much more pressure, especially when considering that on the right side or their left tackle is a rookie.
Now, on the other side of things, on the Giants side of things, so the good news was, is the bad news is that Sterling Shepard is now out for the season with ACL. So it's another wide receiver issue for them, injury-wise. And it's you know, a guy that they've had for a while. But Saquon Barkley has continued to kind of give us those vibes of, okay, Saquon is Saquon again. He feels like himself again. But they're really trying to assess whether or not they have a quarterback. Brian Daboll in his first year, they need to know
how
if they have themselves a quarterback. And it almost seems impossible to do it when you're getting – when it's 24 times that you're under pressure, that you're sacked five times, that continues to be an issue for the Giants. And you know, Daboll even talked about – or was asked about – even having concern for his quarterback because he's under duress.
Yeah, you never want to have your quarterback hit. But I'd say he takes care of himself. Again, the more you can keep him off the quarterback, the better for the quarterback. And then, you know, he's athletic enough to make some loose plays, and you know, there might be some hits in there when he's scrambling. But, yeah, there's no question we got to do a better job of protecting him.
How do they do a better job, Bart? You've got two young guys. You got a second year and a rookie, basically your tackle positions, and Andrew Thomas and Evan Neal. And Evan Neal just he was taken to school. And he admitted it. He was just taken to school last night by DeMarcus Lawrence.
I don't know.
How do you – and this has been the – this has probably been the biggest question about the Giants for the last
– since Eli was struggling
decade.
The last couple of years. I just don't understand it. Like, it's not that they haven't tried. They put draft equity in drafting players.
Right.
They haven't worked out. And it's just tough, man, like where you look at other teams, they draft, you know, guys in the third, fourth round. They become perennial all-pros. It's like I don't understand why they can't get it right. So now you got, you know, basically two left tackles on your team that you paid, but they're not ready yet. And I don't know who line is worse. Who's under more duress, Justin Fields or Daniel Jones?
Good point.
Because, I mean.
Oh, but Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's also under fire.
But Joe Burrow is a different thing. Joe Burrow is because he's holding on to the ball. You saw some of those times in the Jets game. He hold on ball to like 8 seconds, 7 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Like nobody's holding up. So that's how he chooses to go about his business.
Okay.
Because it's like boom or bust.
So the Cincinnati protect the quarterback issue is the quarterback.
Yeah, it's the quarterback.
More than it is the line. Okay.
I think it was a report last week. I think we're on Get Up where they were saying that Joe Burrow has the same amount of time as Patrick Mahomes. So that means that he's holding on to the ball. And sometimes Mahomes holds on to the ball too long.
Yeah.
Remember, you had those issues, especially when teams are playing you in cover two and not giving up the big play. He's trying to get the big play instead of the quick ball out of your hands.
It's for Jamar all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? So, I mean, I just don't know how you – I hope that Daniel Jones leaves, man.
And leaves the Giants.
Yeah, I hope he gets a chance to sit down, because even if they pay him, they're not ready to protect him. So then you're not going to get the results that you want for having a quarterback. So then people are going to be upset at him. I think he's one of these guys, maybe like Rich Gannon, maybe like Alex Smith, that's going to leave an organization that they got drafted by and then have a second lease on life. Because I don't think he's as bad as the Giants make him look, because they're inept and they're incapable of protecting him. And he's been through three coaches.
Can I also say that you could argue that maybe he also doesn't have a dynamic receiver?
No separation.
That is somebody that you could just
– And once again, they paid Sterling Shepard.
Yeah.
They brought in Kenny Galladay. He was the highest paid
free
agent.
He was supposed to be the guy.
He was the biggest free agent acquisition that year for receiver. They gave him the bag. They're getting nothing from these guys. Darius Slayton was a guy that was a pleasant surprise that came in as a six-round draft pick that showed that he can get over. They tried to trade him. Kadarius Toney, I believe, is the next Tyreek Hill. He just can't stay healthy.
Right.
He's always in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
He's something always wrong with
yeah,
him. But he's dynamic. So they have nobody that can separate. So now they're keeping seven men in the box. Right? They're keeping seven man protections because the offensive line can't block. So they're keeping two tight ends in sometimes. And Saquon was up off the ball chipping his way out before he goes out into coverage. So you got three guys out there, but you got three guys that can't separate. So what does the defense have? You got three guys out on the route. I got seven in coverage. I got two for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So Daniel Jones holds on to the ball. Nobody's open.
Yeah, you're looking for, all right, give me a tight end then. Like, give me something. Like, and it just
they're in the protection.
That's true. They always have to help. It's a great point. It's just, for the Giants, is it just simply there's just not enough talent right now? Defensively, they have
Kenny
talent.
Kenny Galladay was a talent.
Yeah, it was.
Sterling Shepard was supposed to be a talent. Saquon Barkley was supposed to be a talent. Like, I don't understand, like, Kadarius Toney is a talent. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why they can't move the ball better. But if you don't have protection from your offensive line, you have nothing.
All right. Well, again, as far as that situation in New York goes with the Giants, that's the biggest question about them. And, you know, when it comes to the Cowboys, they are, I mean, it's 2-1.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like all is not lost. They'll be getting Dak Prescott back at some point. Their defense is a very good defense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what I say is it 13 sacks?
Yes, 13 sacks. Right? You get five against some people that can't protect themselves.
Five in one game.
That's a little fluff.
Yeah. Okay. But still.
Yeah.
Their defense.
Just think, they
could be the thing that carries.
They played Joe Burrow, and they played the Giants. Two people that can't holds onto the ball. So I think they got Joe Burrow. Like, what did they do in the first game against terrific time? That's what I want to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like one, I think they got two because Thibodeau got two. I mean, not Thibodeau, Parsons got two.
Parsons, right. And so there's still a lot of questions, I think, about both these teams, but this division, this entire division.
Yeah.
We didn't think it was going to be a strong division. And I'm just wondering, when do the Cowboys give us a reason to believe in them? Was this the game that does it? Or is it – that's what I mean. Like, it's hard to –
their test.
Are the Giants just – even though they were 2-0 – the Giants kind of showed us something last night that might have made you say that's not a true 2-0, and this isn't really – like, is this a quality win for the Cowboys?
That's
maybe what I'm asking, whereas beating the Lions now becomes a quality win because we're seeing what they're becoming as far as how competitive they are.
I mean, the Giants played who was on their schedule, and you had a team that was trying to figure it out in Tennessee Titans. So, I mean, you give them credit.
Well, you won that game at the end, remember. You kind of stole that one.
Yeah, so you give them credit, but, like, I don't think they were, like – getting ahead of their skis. I think they understand where they are in the process.
Okay.
And they're able to win, you know, and Saquon doing some Saquon things that we haven't seen in a couple of years. But, like, my problem is we need to go through Saquon. Like, you look at the totals, like, oh, he had 140 yards of total production. But that one of that is on a 36-yard run.
Mm-hmm.
I need Saquon Barkley to have more than 14 carries. And not in the second half. I need him starting off carrying the ball, carrying the load. I mean, Saquon is a 200 and 20-pound back.
You want to go bell cow with him?
Like, he should. If Jonathan Taylor had 14 carries, what would we say?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah, Derrick Henry.
If Derrick Henry had, right, what the hell are we going on?
Yeah.
Like, if he wants to be in that breath, right, we just looked at McCaffrey had 24 carries the other day.
Brian Daboll, again, you come in, this is how you play. And that really hasn't been his background.
But
they're going to have to figure that out because right now – he's their best offensive weapon.
Yes. Do you give him the ball? I think he should be able to try and wear people down,
mm-hmm.
right? Because
don't they also say, too, with offensive linemen, it's a lot easier to run block.
Yes.
And it actually gets you into a rhythm when you can. And it's not like the Giants were chasing in this game, like you said about the Jets. Well, the Jets have two very featured backs, the two very talented young backs.
But they're always playing from behind.
But they're always playing from behind, so you can't just keep running the ball. But the Giants weren't in that situation last night. They were in a situation where they could do that.
Right, but you have to do it, and you have to commit to it, right? And sometimes, you know, you get 1 yard, 2 yard, and then Saquon busts it. He busts one for 36, but you got to give him more attempts to be able to do that.
All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I'm not sure we're going to get Key or not here at this point, but we'll get to your calls if Key's not there. But before we do that, Bart, tell us about O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts. Advanced advice from their professional parts people and their free loaner tool program. There's no need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available for rent for you for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at time of rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask for their free loaner tool program or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
All right, Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Mike on Twitter, by the way, wants to remind you, talking about guys who jump off the page, Aiden Hutchinson jumps off the page.
Oh, yeah, love me some Aiden Hutchinson. Yes. Three sacks in one game, and he plays the right way. And Okuda shut down Justin Jefferson. So we saw big play Slay, who was from Detroit, who played for Detroit before he got traded, shut Justin Jefferson down, and then Okuda followed it up with a shutdown performance as well.
Turns out to be a very good pick as well. Yeah, a little. It's the tangible. See, that's what I love about the Lions. It's the tangible improvement that might not be in the in the record in the margin.
Yeah,
but there's just something about watching a team saying, "Ah, it's just different."
Now they got to learn how to finish,
of course.
And but you know what I'm saying, you look at like for years they've been sneaky. When they, brought in Deckard, then, instead of trying to go for the sexy pick, they went for Sewell, right? So they've been building, piece by piece, brick by brick. And finally, these young players are starting to come of age, and it all starts with the fact that they have a outstanding offensive line that can be rivaled with anybody. Their line, you can put up there with Philadelphia's line. You can put their line up there with when healthy, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers line. And it all starts, like I say, a house without a foundation can't stand.
And you learned that better than anybody when you went to the Jets.
Yeah.
And that line was built in the draft. In one draft, you had two major pieces of that line, and then brought in some vets.
When I was with the Ravens, come on, man. I got the GOAT, Jonathan Ogden, right here.
Right.
When it got Ben Grubbs, Marshall Yanda, who's going to the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? It was about that life. It was about that action, boss.
And that's where you win this game.
Jamal Lewis ran for 2,000 yards.
888-SAY-ESPN. We go to South Carolina to talk to Bobby. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, first of all, guys, to answer your question, Alan, I'm a Cowboys fan forever in my entire life. That was not a good win for the Cowboys because the Giants ain't that good. I think that, I wish Jerry would be quiet. We don't need a QB controversy because it's not a QB controversy.
Well,
are you really going to start? Up over Dash? No.
Yeah, that's not, just Jerry not, being not Jerry. Happen. It's interesting, Bobby, that as a fan, Bobby says that that wasn't a quality win.
Well, they'll have their opportunity. And the thing is, they win in ugly games with teams that aren't that great. But the thing is, they're going to be able to play and prove themselves when they go against the Rams. And maybe Dak Prescott got to be back by then.
All right, we get Keyshawn Johnson now. We got him on the phone, so let's get a couple of questions in while we can. Key, you just heard the caller. He's a Cowboys fan, and he didn't look at that as a quality win for the Cowboys because it was based on the Giants, despite being 2-0, they aren't as good as what you would expect somebody being 2-0. So Bart doesn't think the Cowboys are going to factor at all in the division when it comes to the Eagles. Do you feel the same way?
No, I don't. When you have a dominant defense and you can run the ball a little bit and the quarterback can keep the mistakes down, you're going to factor into it. I think the Cowboys, if they win this division, they're going to win it with, 12 type wins, 13 type wins, and put themselves in a great position in seeding. And then, you'll probably wind up getting because of the bye and all that sort of stuff. I wouldn't be shocked if you saw them in the NFC Championship game. A lot of vitriol and disdain for the Cowboys is because every single year, these are the conversations that come up. And they always falter in the end. Plus, people are tired of Jerry and Jerry this and Jerry that. So anytime you get an opportunity to take a swipe at him, that's what people do.
Well, I'm not on the train like of Dallas haters, right? I mean, I appreciate every team because I don't really have anybody I really hate outside of the Patriots and sometimes the Steelers. But, to your point, we'll see what the Cowboys are all about starting week five when they go play the defending champions. And then the litmus test is, can they beat the Philadelphia Eagles? Which, listen, I know they haven't played a lot of great teams, but just fundamentally, I think they're everything that Dallas wants to be, a team that can run the ball and be able to throw the ball over the top. Now, I know Michael Gallup's not back, but I would take A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith over, over CeeDee Lamb and Gallup.
Oh, yeah, look. CeeDee Lamb drops the ball way too much for me and my liking. In the end, the one thing that I do know, having have played in the National Football League and been on a great defense that helped me get a Super Bowl, the one thing that I do know is when you have a good defense and you have pass rush and you can run the ball a little bit and your quarterback can keep the mistakes down, you got every opportunity and chance to win a championship. We won it that way. Tampa Bay won it with Tom Brady the same way, okay? The 49ers got there the same way, and the Rams won it the same way. That's the recipe for success. When you got a Michael Parsons and you got a DeMarcus Lawrence and that defense is playing the way that they played, you got a shot.
See, key to me, you just described Cooper Rush, because I feel like Dak feels like he's responsible to do more because of the contract.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing, Bart. That's the thing. Here's what you do. You see the way Cooper Rush has done things, right? What you do now as an offensive coordinator and offensive staff is you, that the same game plan with Cooper Rush, you implement that same game plan with Dak Prescott. If you change the game plan and you want Dak Prescott to try to justify $150 million, mm-hmm. you're going to be at home with me and Barton Hahn chilling, watching the Super Bowl.
That's the biggest difference is when you figure out what your team's identity is, and then a player comes back, he's got to fit into that. That'd be a curious thing when they do bring him back, if they do keep it that way. Keyshawn Johnson joining us right now. It's Bart and Hahn. You and Bart both have been high on the Saints from the beginning. Bart has believed in Jameis Winston. They are 1-2. They're being outscored by 17 points aggregate now in the first 3 weeks of the season. Is there any cause for concern in New Orleans?
Yeah, there is now. I'm not happy. I got a little more intel than you, but mm-hmm. I'm not happy with the situation at all. Sorry about that. I'm in the nail salon, guys.
Are you getting buffed or are you getting clear coat?
Yeah, I'm hearing this.
Is it buff or clear coat?
I got a buffed.
Ah, buff. Okay, you got the shine. Okay, you ain't want the gel tips.
You don't really need to go clear coat.
No,
a lot of people go gel.
Sorry about that. We're gonna run through the stop sign. I know y'all got to get the break, but that's okay. You know. I know that. That's all right. We're not going to worry about that.
We'll just charge it to you.
I got
one last question because, like, a lot of people.
Let me finish, though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He was saying he has intel on the Saints that he's not happy about. I need to hear this intel.
Okay. So when you got a back the way Jameis does, when he has a bad back, it cracks or whatever fractures in it, you're not going to look good. And I think a lot of people was realizing that now. Now, the intel that I have, I can't share with you, but in the end, I don't think that they're going to be going nearly where they think they're going to go if he can't get healthy, because the backup quarterback situation is dire.
Yes.
Yeah, you just have to sit him down, I think, and hope that you can win ugly. Like, everybody has to go through a part of the season where they win ugly. Taysom Hill, a little bit, Trevor Siemian, and try and win ugly ball games. They have a good enough defense to win the same way that Dallas is winning.
Wait a minute. How is he playing with a fractured back, by the way?
It's spinal.
It's spinal. How is he playing?
I have no idea. That's the what do they call it? The $10,000 question, yeah, or whatever that is.
Him and Herbert, I have no idea why they're out there.
Idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I have a quick question.
Well, Herbert's out there because his coach is a damn fool.
Well, that's
why he's out there.
Quick. Last one, Keon. I know we have to go. Now,
no, we don't have to go nowhere. I'll sit on here and run up the bill.
Okay, so
I want to have better ratings in New York than y'all anyway.
No. So for me, like, I took a lot of slack when I said that, hey man, there's something different about this Kansas City offense. They're going to be in a lot of tight games because they don't have anybody that I would say I have
that's
to
not
put
what
my.
You said they're not going to make the playoffs. That's what
you said. Yeah, that too. And listen, that portion of the schedule is coming up. You know, their schedule is going to get a lot tougher. But, like, it's nothing over there that really scares you. And I feel like that really sets that defense up to be exposed. And I'm thinking that, you know, I don't know if
the defense in Kansas City is actually playing good, man.
Yeah, but
the defense is actually playing not bad.
But they really haven't played anybody yet, and now they got to play the varsity. The varsity is coming up. They got to play Tampa this week, and maybe they're catching Tampa at the right time. But Tom Brady just took a bad L. I know they're displaced right now, but that can be a winnable game for Tampa. Then they have Buffalo, who's a little pissed off as well. So I still have them losing six games because I think that defense can't give them the possessions that they need.
Yeah, it's. Look, here's what I'm saying. Week two, nobody said anything. Week one, he threw five touchdowns, Patrick Mahomes, he's good. Mm-hmm. Nobody said anything. They lose a game to Indianapolis, a team that they always seem like they
struggle against any Indy, and now all of a sudden, it's the world is going to end. The sun is going to explode. Like, come on, man. Let's not do that. And but we're going to package Tua up and turn him into the best quarterback. In fact, Dan Marino, he would have had Dan Marino benched if he was playing back in those days. He's so good.
Well, Key, we'll let you get back to
that. Are we doing that, though? Are we going
to
do that?
To the hand massage?
Hey, man,
massage.
I don't want to keep talking.
No.
No, we y'all can't. So,
you got the hand massage.
We want you to get that mint jelly on your toes, man, and then get that foot calf massage. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I had to get my nails done because I was looking at them this morning when I was doing a show, and it looked like I've been out in the yard digging in dirt. I was like, oh no, man, that's not me. I got to get these million dollar hands. I got to get them done.
Well, Key, I'm sure you got insurance on your hands, but listen, when you put the Beijing in your hair, you can't scratch your head because it gets underneath your nails.
Man, I ain't got no Beijing. You got the wrong studio host, buddy.
Thanks, Key.
I'm in the right studio, though.
We'll see you, Key.
All right,
Keyshawn
bye.
Johnson. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max in the mornings. And they better not have better ratings than us in New York. Are you listening, New York? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We get your calls next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. So Jameson Hensley, who covers the Ravens, put this tweet up with the video, of course, of Sterling Shepard's injury. I don't know if you saw it because it was off screen when it happened, like it was kind of happening in the background. He's simply running his route. This is on the play that was the interception. The ball that where Sills fell down and it was picked off, right, by Diggs. All Earl Shepard is doing is running a straight line. There's nobody on him. He's not bumped, nothing. And then all of a sudden, he just grabs his knee and falls down.
Yeah.
And so Hemsley then finds a quote from John Harbaugh when this was
when they played
the Jets, right?
Game one, yeah.
Yeah. And Harbaugh said this about MetLife Stadium's field. He said that turf was matted down. It was packed down. It was a little tight. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's how it's supposed to be. I don't know, but that's what I saw. It was a little tough. Now, remember, a couple of years ago, the Niners came in. Mm-hmm. Robert Saleh was the defensive coordinator, and they lost almost everybody in that game. I mean, that was a mess. You played there for several years. Is there an issue with the turf at MetLife?
Don't bother me, man. These new dudes made different. Like, I didn't care what we played.
Wasn't Zach Wilson's injury at MetLife as well, right? Was Zach Wilson at MetLife when he went for that run? I believe it was.
I remember.
Yeah, and he took a weird step and boom, down
still,
he went.
It's still, well, he tried to make a hard cut, so I see how his happened. Like, I remember Jamal Anderson did it. I mean,
that
I
was
played
in Philly? All right, that was in Philly.
I played on it. Well, Philly's notorious for that. But That's the old vet. I played on AstroTurf, sand turf.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I played on every surface. You know, a lot of times you have underlying injuries that you don't know. And, you know, who knows? Does the ACL just tear, or is it already micro tears already happening and weakening? You know, he's coming back from injury, right? He was injured last year, right? I think his Achilles or something last year.
Sterling Shepard?
Yeah, he was coming back from injury.
He was coming back from an injury.
Usually that what happens is that when you hurt something before, you overcompensate or you over-strengthen something that automatically weakens something else. Like if I do all nothing but quads stuff, my hammies are going to get weak. If I do all abs, my back's going to get weak. If I do all back, then my abs are going to get weak. So a lot of times when these guys are coming back from treatment, like they tell you all the time, when you hurt your ACL, be worried about your Achilles the next year. So they kind of work hand in hand, and sometimes, you know, guys aren't tight. I used to make sure that I automatically got in a hot tub to warm up. Then I went through, you know, strenuous.
Shepard had a torn Achilles. That's what he
last had. Year, right? See, so that's what I said. Remember, Achilles and usually ACL is usually there the next year because things get weak and other things get overdeveloped, and then you compensate, and you don't even know that you're compensating. That's why when I always got in a hot tub, I always got stretched out like crazy because they were concerned because my feet were so flat that athletes over 30 have, especially African Americans, have a higher risk of tearing your Achilles after 30. And all you gotta do is look at KD, Julio Jones, like, you know, Damian Woody. Like that happens because we generally African Americans have flat feet, don't have big arches, and so you have flat feet and that makes your Achilles tight.
And it's been an injury. I think the Achilles, isn't that something that we've noticed more recently than
Kobe,
ever? It's become like a big
Kobe.
Injury. Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
You know, like we've just kind of seen that. Now, again,
what did Klay do, right?
Yeah,
see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
They work hand to hand.
No, it is. Well, it's also, it's just.
You heard Jamins. What's your wrist? Your ankles. What's your elbows?
Right, exactly.
Knees. We symmetrical.
But the field thing has always been, you know, like a thing.
I feel like that's a cop out.
You think it is?
I feel it's a cop out.
That's been brought up a lot, though, about MetLife. It has been brought up a lot.
MetLife, but we act like that's the only place that injuries happen. Like,
yeah, I know.
So when the Ravens lost everybody in one week.
They had that terrible.
Yeah, and like four players in one week. What was that? I mean, the Ravens have went from turf. When I went there, it was grass. Then they went to turf. Then they went back to grass. And then now they're back with grass again.
Which is better? Which do you prefer?
Well, the reason why people like grass is because it's impossible. It's hard for things to get stuck. If you get stuck, then the grass will come up. If you get stuck sometimes in some of these, your cleats get stuck in these rubber, basically that acts as soil, sometimes they catch you.
They're little rubber beads, right?
Right.
Tiny little.
Right, right. And they're compacted down. So when Harbaugh says they're tight, usually what, you know, before every game, if you ever get there before a game, we talk about the GMAT, and that's the buoyancy of what the turf is.
Yeah.
So when he says it's a little tight, that means that it was compact, because what happens is it's just like if you take anything and you shake it, it'll start to settle. Mm-hmm. Like when you put French fries in the thing, it's all spread out, but if you shake it, they'll fit in and they'll take the air out.
Right.
So what happens is they have this brush. It's basically a truck. Uh-huh. That goes like it's in bony, and it spins, and it kind of loosens everything up.
Right.
Because also when it gets cold, those rubber pellets, if it's moisture there, can stick together and freeze. So now it's become slick like ice. So these turfs are a lot better. They've been doing a good job in fixing them. But every place has a different GMAC that they're comfortable with. You know, depending, because when you go in and select your turf, you get long turf. You get short turf, and a lot of times people get turf based on the type of team they are.
Yes.
Right? So a lot of times people get shorter turf if you got good, fast receivers.
Right.
Then if you're indoors, you got short turf, you may not have as much of the stuff. And it takes like maybe 2 to 3 years for it to all settle in good, because the problem is when you talk about your stadium, you only play on your stadium 17 times a year. In case of the Jets,
we don't play
it's
17.
34. It's 34 times. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You play.
Okay,
halftime.
So for the Jets, it's 18 times
nine,
because
right.
They have both teams playing on it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So every time they step on every part of that, they're helping the soil settle. It's like your house having to settle. Right. Your
like
house starts
like
sinking to settle.
In concerts, there we'll pack it down from just putting, you know, stages.
See, but
and
but that's different though, because
or is that
what happens
up?
Is those are flat. Those are flat shoes. Those are flat.
Oh, okay.
Cleats are like little needles that push it deep down, and it's real force because people are running, and right? But what happens is when you do turf at your practice facility, you practice on every day. So it loosens up, and it's always got people running on it every day. And I know I gave you a big science experiment.
That
but
was,
that's
no, that was an education in turf by Bart Scott.
I used to be a consultant on a turf company called Sprint Turf. Yeah, don't at me, but at me.
888-SAY-ESPN.
I know a lot about a little.
888-729-3776. We've got lots of calls to get to. We'll get to them next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Missy Mina in the house.
Hey, isn't this, like you think about the production of this, right? That little... there's something about that is mesmerizing.
But this is a remix.
Of course it is.
I mean, what I'm saying, they stole this beat from back in the day. It's like, it's time for the percolator.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah. No, but I'm saying, I said the production of it.
Shout out to my man, Fat Man Scoop, who's a fan, man. Fat Man Scoop is a friend of mine. He's probably in Dubai right now doing some DJ stuff.
All right.
Do that then! Like, I'm in Costco's one day. I think I'm in, in Dover.
All right.
Hey, Mark! Like, what the hell? They don't call my name.
People jumping out.
Fat Man Scoop.
It's Fat Man Scoop. Did you hear what Greg Popovich said?
What?
At the Spurs media day? He said, I probably shouldn't say this. And then he goes, nobody here should go to Vegas and bet on this team to win the championship.
All right.
He legit just is like, I'll make a prediction. We're not winning a championship. Yeah. It's like, wouldn't you say, how can a coach say that? Every coach is supposed to believe his team's going to win. He's just saying, listen, we know who we are.
The problem is the Knicks are like, we got a shot.
Listen.
Self-awareness is a great thing to have.
But it also helps when you've got two hands filled with rings that you're like, so what?
They're definitely tanking for that 7-3 kid. He's amazing.
A whole bunch of teams are going to start doing that. Oklahoma.
What if the Pistons get him?
I thought you were going to win this year. What do you mean, what if they get him? I thought you were
going to win. I said that they were going to have a better record than the Knicks.
Can't wait to tell Jaden Ivey what you just said.
I said, understands.
When we meet him at the Knicks-Pistons game, I'm going to say to him, this is the guy that can't wait for you guys to lose so you can get that 7-3 guy. Yeah, Mr. Can't wait. Can't wait to see you lose.
Ivey, you'll be in the championship year two. Wouldn't you sign up for that?
That's why you should have come to New York, because they're about winning right now.
But they're incapable.
And by the way, we've already done the French Center thing. It didn't work out.
Y'all not allowed to take – Knicks aren't allowed to take any more French people. They not invited to have baguettes. They can't have – y'all can't have croquette madames.
Still on the team. What do you mean?
You can't – for not for long. You can't have croquette madames, croquette monsieurs. You can't have nothing.
What's wrong with you?
What's those little cookie sandwiches that they have? Yeah, man, you know what I'm talking about. They come in different colors and different jams and pistachio.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, macarons or
macaroons.
Macaroons. You can't have macaroons. Y'all can't have nothing. Nothing French. Not French fries.
Escargot.
Not French dressing.
Not French dressing.
I wonder if the French call French dressing French dressing.
They just call it dressing.
I wonder if the Swiss call it Swiss cheese.
They just call it kissing. They don't call it French kissing.
And toast.
It's just kissing.
It's called it getting.
What about French onion
soup?
French toast.
No French toast. No French onion soup. Y'all can't have French.
Any of that.
None of that.
Well, you probably shouldn't anyway. It never works out.
I love me a croquette madame or croquette monsieur.
What?
Croquette madame, basically a ham sandwich with egg on it.
What'd you say about me?
Madame or monsieur? Monsieur is how you said that.
Lacto do got a little French mustache. Like, it never really grew in.
You know Rene is French, right?
It is.
Rene. You know Detroit is Detroit, which is French, baby.
It is. It's also, you know what it's French for? Losing.
I thought that was the word for Knicks.
Damn.
Settle down.
See you tomorrow.
Meh.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.